All right, it'll be Saginaw Valley football trailing 14-0 as we're underway here in the second half. Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up to our left. Panthers will be kicking with the wind. Again, it is not nearly as windy as it was prior to the game, but there's still some breeze out there as Justin will have it teed up. And two men are to our right to return. And Justin's kick will be end over end. It'll bounce near the 10-yard line, goes right to the return man who drops it, picks it up. Panthers are diving at his feet and bringing down Jacob Mercier on special teams down there, making a tackle at the 12-yard line. And, boy, the field position has just been rotten for Saginaw Valley here as of late. And now into the wind, they're going to have it back at their own 12 and a half yard line. First down and 10 for the Cardinals, who again had only 58 yards of total offense in the first half.
Certainly not the way that the Cardinals wanted to start out this half, with field position at their own 12, backed up deep in their own territory. Cardinals did run 25 plays on offense in the first half, with 3 of 8 on third down. Panthers defense doing really well on stopping the Cardinals on third down.
So first down and 10 for the Cardinals, right to left, and LeClaire will play action on first down. That ball is tipped and incomplete as Anthony Small got his hands on it. The intended receiver was Heikmeider, and that one was incomplete. And so second down is coming up. Frank Heikmeider was out there open, but boy, Anthony Small at 6'2", able to get a fingertip on it and make him drop the pass.
And that defensive line that we praised at halftime, right out of the gate here, getting some good pressure on LeClaire and getting a nice little pass break up to start things off here in the second half.
David Nay is back out there. He was absent on their last two possessions when we saw more of Jeremiah Johnson. They'll go out of the eye here, and Nay will get the carry off the left. Nice move in the hole. 15, spins his way 17 out near the 19-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 7, so they'll have third down. Remember, Matt, when they opened the game in this I formation and the quarterback in under center, and they got two first downs of their
right.
Four, and then they abandoned it from there. So they've gone back to what worked early in the game. Now they'll have third down and 3.
First 3 plays of the game, they kept it on the ground and got a first down right off the bat before being forced into a punt situation.
That'll be interesting here, because third down late in the half was a problem for the Cardinals. They kept going backwards on that play. As they're getting it in from the sideline, play clock already sits at 10. Two receivers to either side. The Cardinals will need the 22-yard line for a first down. Play clock at 4 as Corcoran goes in motion to the right. LeClaire takes it. Panthers are getting some heat on him. He rolls to the right, and it's incomplete. Good coverage by Gus Dimmerling on Corcoran. Hit him just as the ball got there, and it'll be a 3-and-out, and the Panther defense does its job again. Go ahead, partner.
Oh, I was going to say, first time we've called Gus's name tonight, and after that tremendous game he had up there at Finley a couple weeks ago, getting in there and stopping the Cardinals on third down. 9 tackles coming into this game and an interception. So he's getting in on some of that defensive fun that we're having tonight.
Tyler Marcus averaged 29.5 on his 5 kicks. Booms one here, driving Billy Akins backwards, makes it over the shoulder catch at the 30, spins back around 35. He's to the 40, and his journey ends at the 45-yard line. Nice return for Billy Akins, and for about the second or third straight time, ODU will start its possession at the 45-yard line. 13:42 to play in the third quarter and leading by a score of 14-0. What I was going to say, remember I was joking with defensive tackle Paul Wesselhoff on the field before the game? Hey, how about some 3-and-outs? Get your tail off the field tonight. And, boy, they certainly have, huh?
Doing a really good job on defense with that 3-and-out. The Cardinals are only 3 of 9 on converting.
So first and 10, Panthers from the 45 going left to right. Ooh. And Grant Russell just fumbled the football and sang it. Well, the Panthers are going to, I think, get it back. Oh, it's still a scramble. Grant went to throw it. It slipped right out of the back of his hand, and ODU managed to scramble back to the 29-yard line and fall on it, a loss of 16 yards. Grant fake pumped, and then when he went to throw it downfield, it just went right behind him. And how Saginaw Valley didn't end up with that football is beyond me.
I think that ball traded hands about 3 or 4 times as it kept moving backwards. But Grant going back with the pump fake down there, it looks like one of those blooper reel deals where it just kind of pops out of the quarterback's hand. Luckily for the Panthers, they were able to recover, but they've got second and forever to go.
Second and 26. Let's see how ODU recovers here. They had a first and 25 in the first half and converted. And Russell will hand it off, and it is Asaias Chapman with nowhere to go. Only to the 30, got a yard. So it'll be third down and 25 now for ODU, and a possession that potentially is squandered here because of the miscue on first down, but we'll see how they handle it here. Aaron Stevens will join the lineup. B.J. Colson will check out. So the receivers will be Contini, Turner, and Stanford, along with Aaron Stevens. Now, the Cardinals have continually been trying to bring the heat and get some pressure on, but ODU's done a pretty good job of picking up the blitzers and giving Grant a chance to throw. Got to get all the way to the Saginaw Valley 45. Play clock at 10. Stevens pointing out potential blitzers as Grant Russell takes the snap. Play action pass. Has time. Throws left for Turner at the Panther boundary. He made the catch, but he's short of the first down by 2 yards. Grant got hit hard and comes up hobbled after the play. Pickup of 23, but they needed 25. And it'll be fourth down for ODU. And the punting unit will come out of the field, and Grant Russell back to his feet will jog off, albeit gingerly, to the ODU sideline. Boy, if Turner had been able to keep his speed, he might have got the first down.
And I'm not convinced if Grant Russell didn't come up limping a little bit, they might go for it here. But this looks like a fourth and actually a long two. Justin Bonchek out there for his third punt of the night.
And Bonchek in the first half averaged 45 and a half on two kicks, and he spirals one to the far sideline. That'll be fair caught by Matt McCoy over at the 14, and that's where Saginaw Valley will take over for the second time here in the third quarter. 11-16 to play, 14-0, Ohio Dominican. Big Bad Grand Valley will make their trip back to Sunbury Road next Saturday, where Jedi Bart and the Lakers will take on ODU for a noon kickoff. That Laker offense is explosive, and this Panther defense that is playing its by far best game of the season here tonight are going to have their hands full with Grand Valley next Saturday.
This is a nice tune-up for those vaunted Lakers up there who had an easy one today, cruising to a victory, and the Panthers are looking pretty good here tonight on defense, and they're going to need to keep that going next week on homecoming.
First down and 10 from the 15-yard line, and a quick little throw over here to the near side to Demarius Woods on a slant will gain 8 as the ball will come out near the 23-yard line. First catch of the night for the junior Demarius Woods out of Auburn Hills. He's a big target. They just have not gone to him all season long until right there. Actually gained 9, and out of the shotgun, LeClaire will hand it off to David Nay off to the right side. Demetrius Farmer knocks him down, but not before he makes his way to the 28, gains 5, and David Nay will give the Cardinals a first down. One of their offensive linemen and center, Christian Porter, very slow in getting up. He's going to limp his way back to the line of scrimmage and bend over the football here. First down and 10 at the 28, 10:45 to play in the third quarter. Three receivers over here to the near side. They'll go tight end to the right. Nay will line up to the right of the quarterback, Jacob LeClaire, who on first down will take it and gives today sweeping left. Turns up field, ran right into Cameron Cole. And after a gain of 2, it'll bring up second down and 8. So we're back to seeing David Nay, who came into tonight with 59 rushing attempts, which was the second most by an individual in the conference. He was third in the GLIAC in yards per game and 8th in yards per carry. But again, he has been stymied tonight. It'll be second and 8 coming up now for the Cardinals.
8th carry on the night just now, and only 4 yards to show for it. So big credit there to that defensive line we've been talking about all night. And it's not like that offensive line is the smallest group out there either.
Second down and 8. Deep one downfield, and he overshoots the intended receiver, Alfonso Voltaggio. Two Panthers were back there. Tyus was one on coverage for the Panthers, and I think Dwayne Gordon Jr. was the other. Third down and 8, and now an opportunity for this Panther defensive line to go get the quarterback, as this will be an obvious passing situation now coming up for Saginaw Valley. Football's resting at the 30-yard line. Receivers will be 2, Voltaggio and Corcoran to the right. And over here to the near side, Demarius Woods. Tight end is just a little bit off the line of scrimmage. And now Corcoran will come in motion to the near side. Third down and 8. Panthers are coming up the middle. Flags are down. Pass far side is incomplete. Well, Taggio was the intended receiver. We've got an illegal formation here against Saginaw Valley, and the Panthers will decline that. It'll be fourth down for Saginaw Valley and punt, and boy, they were crisscrossing there at the line of scrimmage and coming after LeClaire, and he had to throw it quickly.
Panthers already with the sack on the... As we get the call from the umpire. But, yeah, the Panthers already with the sack on the evening, trying to get another one there, and good pressure on LeClaire to kind of put him in a little bit of a duress situation to throw it away. And fourth down, forthcoming with Billy Akins back to the Panthers' 30-yard line to receive the punt.
And a low snap, and it's gotten away by Marcus. A little bit of a line drive kick. Billy Akins on the run, fields it, 35, and he's out of bounds on the Saginaw Valley sideline around the 41. 9:37, change of possession here in the third quarter. Panthers are getting it back for the second time this half with a 14-0 lead. And a possession that went straight backwards last time after the ball slipped out of the quarterback's hand.
I feel like there's a wall right there around the 40, 41-yard line for the Panthers on special teams. And just keep waiting for Billy Akins to take one of these punts to the house here tonight. That would be exciting. That would really spark things up.
Justin Davis will be the running back for ODU here on first down and 10. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Grant Russell. From the 41-yard line, it is Justin Davis, and not a lot of room this time. He got submarine just across the line of scrimmage. And Michael Alexander, sophomore middle linebacker from down the road in Midland, made the tackle. Scott, is Midland nearby? Yeah, nearby. It's nearby Saginaw. It's not nearby Oberlin, though. Okay. Second down and 9 coming up for ODU. Sometimes we have to do things for ourselves in this box to keep the night moving. 8 minutes deep into the quarter here. 6 minutes deep into the quarter. Thank you. Grant Russell on second down and 9. He's going to look to throw. Oh, and he's going to be hit and dropped back at the 32-yard line. They got pressure on him up front. Jack Jenkins is going to make the sack. Sophomore defensive end from Pawpaw, Michigan. And it'll be third down and long for ODU. And, boy, one of the rare times Grant, has been feeling good in the pocket because he's had time, but this time they got after him.
Yeah, for Jack Jenkins, that's his third sack of the season. One of those players out there that's kind of one of those hybrid defensive end slash linebackers at 6'2", 255. Just got right up the middle there and was able to drop the Panthers for a big loss.
So, again, the Panthers are forced into a third and long. Third down and 17. They have to get it across midfield. They try and set up a screen, and E.J. Colson, who dropped the pass, was annihilated at the 25-yard line by Brian Jones. And for the first time all night, this Saginaw defense making enough plays to get their fans to their feet. And ODU, without a first down on its first two possessions here in the second half, will punt it away again.
It's actually a good thing that EJ dropped that ball, because if he caught that, it would have been dropped for an even bigger loss. And the Panthers are already at 4-17 here, and they didn't want to be any further back in their own territory having to punt.
Alfonso Voltaggio, for the first time, is back to receive this punt after it's been Matt McCoy most of the night. Boncheck will receive the pass back from Aaron Stevens. Rugby-style booming kick driving Voltaggio back to his 21, and Dwayne Gordon Jr. is right there to wrap him up after a very short return to the 23. 8 minutes exactly are remaining here in the third. It is 14-0 Ohio Dominican as the two teams just trading punts at this stage of the game. ODU with touchdown runs by receiver Dar Stanford and running back Justin Davis in the first half. And Saginaw Valley, after 27 points last week, 20 the week before, averaging 22 points per game, they have been shut out here in the game.
Thank you.
First down and 10 from the 23-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one over here to the near side. And LeClaire over the middle, and this one's caught by Johnson in open field. Billy Akins will make the tackle at the 45-yard line, and that will be for Saginaw Valley, their deepest penetration into ODU territory to the 42-yard line. Just getting it across midfield's been an issue.
It might be the first time across midfield this evening, and the Cardinals here have the Panthers back on their heels a little bit on defense with that biggest play of the night.
First down and 10. The Cardinals right back to the line of scrimmage, and they'll hand it off, and this is Johnson this time right into the heart of the Panther defense to the 41-yard line, only a gain of a yard. Back to the catch by Mark Johnson, big target sophomore. He came in with 16 receptions for 147 yards, unable to get on track in the first half, and makes the big play there. So it'll bring up a second down and 9 after the short run. And let's see how this Panther defense responds. DJ Perdue and Ryan Sayers are out there on that line along with Nick Isaacs and Paul Wesselhoff. Second down. Panthers are coming. LeClaire rolling near side. Throws back over the middle and it's incomplete. Somebody from ODU got a piece of it. You hear the fans claiming pass interference, but the linesman was signaling that it had been tipped. And that means all bets are off. And it'll be third down and 9 coming up.
Either way, Tawan Gordon was right there in on the play on pass coverage and just been flying around the field all night long. Has 5 tackles and a tackle for a loss, and just real fun watching him fly around out there tonight.
6:58 to play, third quarter, 14-0 Ohio Dominican. And somehow after an incomplete pass, the clock is rolling. That's interesting. Third down and 9. LeClaire will throw to the right. Botaggio the catch and will flip forward enough on the tackle by Billy Akins to pick up a first down. Well, Akins was right there, but he only had a hold of the jersey enough to slow him down but not prevent the first down play.
And I think that finger on his jersey that dragged him down probably saved 6.
You are probably right. First and 10 Cardinals now at the 32-yard line. Cameron Moore out there at linebacker now for the Panthers, along with Cameron Cole and Trey McIntyre. First down and 10, Saginaw Valley, under 6.5 to play in the third. Jacob LeClaire, fake pump right. Now he's being pressured. Isaacs is all over him, and LeClaire wisely will chuck it out of bounds. And Nick Isaacs did get a little bit of LeClaire to trip him up, but Nick Isaacs had a couple of big plays in the first half. Junior out of Withrow and a transfer from Ball State. I love watching him just run around out there.
Yeah, he's fun. He looks like a wrecking ball out there. He got some pressure there on LeClaire. LeClaire with the pump fake. He kind of bit on it a little bit. I think if he hadn't have bit on that pump fake, we might be looking at another sack here tonight for the Panthers defense. But regardless, Nick Isaacs out there having a nice game for himself.
Quick pitch out here to the near side, but before that, whistles, and a false start will go against Saginaw Valley. Well, a couple of times tonight, unnecessarily, just a little bit of a false start or some movement that has backed them up. So Jacob LeClaire over here to Jim Collins, the head coach of the Saginaw Valley Cardinals, as they are discussing the incoming play here. Clock stops 6:17 here in the third quarter. Panthers on top 14-0.
Well, Motley Crue trying to get things going for the Cardinals.
Three receivers here to the left. Tight end Will Farr is on the right. Second down and 15. And LeClaire, quick throw over here. Corcoran's got it 40, ahead to the 35. Bang down by Gus Dimmerling. Good play as well by Trey McIntyre. He was tangling there with Voltaggio, the blocker. He was able to cut him back towards the middle of the field, and Dimmerling, who we've seen, he's not afraid to lower the boom, made the tackle. Short gain, only 3.5. It'll be third and 12 coming up.
Another third and long situation here for the Cardinals. 4 of 11 on the night. 36% for those keeping score at home. That's not the type of efficiency that you want your offense to have on third downs.
They will need to get down to the 22-yard line. Panthers are blitzing. LeClaire steps up, throws over the middle. Botaggio, great catch right at the first down marker, but he went backwards, and now he's knocked down right at the line that he needs, and I think he's got it. Boy, he was dangerously close to losing them the first down. Credit LeClaire stepping up in the pocket, and Botaggio, not very big, 5'9", reached up, made a great hands catch, and they'll move the chains.
Well, Taggio putting together a nice little game for himself tonight, too. That was his sixth catch and a huge first down there. And there were a few receivers on that play that were wide open. Your buddy Demarius Woods that we called earlier cutting across that had his first catch of the season looked wide open to me, and the Panthers missed on that one.
And the Cardinals driving here in the third. Back to throw again, LeClaire to the right side of the end zone and out of bounds as it went over the head of Voltaggio. Twayne Gordon Jr. was there defensively. Trey McIntyre was in the neighborhood. Boy, they have pretty much strictly now just gone to the air on this particular drive after a couple of runs to start things off. And they're trying to get into the end zone to try and cut this lead in half. They trail 14-0 here with 4:38 to play in the third.
Drive is helping their time of possession as well, believe it or not. The Panthers barely held the edge in possession.
Over here, Corcoran, great play this time. McIntyre read it out in the flat and was able to blow right past the receiver who was out there supposed to be blocking, and that was Will Farr. And that's a play they've seen too many times tonight, and McIntyre would have none of it. It'll be third and 12.
Coming all the way across the field, too. He sniffed that right out and...
So it'll be a third down play coming up.
Sorry, I got distracted there. Didn't get to finish my thought, but...
Were a couple hockey highlights on, were they? So it'll be third. I'm not letting you finish. Third down and 12. Save it for the ride home. Johnson is in there at running back. LeClaire to throw again. The Panthers are blitzing. Throw near side will be caught at the 17-yard line, and out of bounds will be Johnson. That'll be a gain of 7 and short of the first down. Boy, they're going to credit him forward progress all the way to the 15. He's still short by a couple of yards, but for Saginaw Valley, down by 14 points, it gives them a chance to possibly go for it here on 4th and 3. And it appears that they will go for it. So let's see how ODU attacks this. LeClaire's been doing a great job of making the throw on the first read.
Third time this season, the Cardinals have gone for it on fourth down.
LeClaire takes it, rolls to the right, comes back to the left with the throw, and it's going to be well overthrown and incomplete. Trying to throw a comeback to Will Farr. It was defended perfectly by Marquise Tyus, the senior out of Lakewood. And the Panthers get a stop on fourth down, and we'll get the football back. So good job by the Panther defense. First time all day that they have given up yardage on a drive. Saginaw Valley takes it all the way to the 15-yard line, but a drive stalls. And with 3:11 to play in the third quarter, the Panther offense, without a first down here in the second half, will get the ball back.
And share your success stories.
Thanks to our sports information department here, Todd. ODU here in the second half has had 6 plays on offense and 0 yards of total offense.
And Grant Russell on first down will give to Asaias Chapman. He'll sweep to the left and turn up field and work his way near the 19-yard line. So it'll be a gain of about 3 or 4 on first down. They had a penalty on the first one. First set of downs. And then on the second possession, it was the fumbled pass attempt by Grant Russell that put them backwards. Now on second down and 6, Grant will take it and play action. Rolls to his left and will try and dump it off for Stevens, and he threw it right at his feet. And that was a good play. Jack Jennings came off that defensive end, was not fooled by the play action at all. And now it'll be third down at about 6 for ODU.
Third down.
First time Aaron Stevens has been targeted this evening. Usually we see that once or twice in a game.
Jacob Mercier and Dar Stanford will be wide receivers right. Corey Contini left over there with single coverage. Asaias Chapman in the backfield on third down and 6. Panthers need the 25. They'll bring 6. Grant will throw near side for Mercier. Diving play, but it hit the turf and incomplete. He came up with it, but it hit the ground, and Grant again had to unload a little quicker than he wanted to and was late in getting up at the end of the play as well. It'll be fourth down.
Good effort there by Jacob Mercier, laying out there to try to pull that in and get the first down, but Panthers unable to convert. They're out there to punt again here in the second half.
So Justin Bonchek will come out. Voltaggio again is back to receive the punt. Justin standing back at his own five. Stevens with a good snap. They set up a return. The punt will be fair caught by Voltaggio at the 49. 2:24 to play here in the third quarter. We pause for station identification with Ohio Dominican leading Saginaw Valley 14-0.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
In Saginaw, Michigan, Todd Bell, Matt Natale, and back at the studios in Columbus, it is Brent Ford. Happy you're with us here. Week four of the college football season for ODU, third time under the lights. Right now they've got a 14-0 lead over Saginaw Valley, 2:24 to play in the third quarter, but the Cardinals are back on the field, and they'll have it first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. Jacob LeClaire will take the snap, steps to his right, throws over the middle. Voltaggio the catch in front of Gordon Jr., knocked down by Dimmerling, but not till he got to the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of 16 and a first down for Saginaw Valley. And all of a sudden, Jacob LeClaire is starting to heat up, and his main man's been Voltaggio.
Yeah, that'll be Voltaggio's seventh catch on the night. That'll put him about 65 yards.
First down and 10. And a quick throw to the right this time, an incomplete. Akins will bang into Voltaggio as the ball got there. But Alfonso hadn't even come out of his break as the ball went past him. So it'll be second down and 10. Alfonso Voltaggio is a junior. He had 32 catches for 430 yards in his career coming into tonight with four scores. Two of those TDs have come this year. He had a 64-yard pass reception this season, which was best for third longest in the GLIAC this year. His numbers, however, until tonight had been diminishing. He had 126 yards in week one, 54 in week two, and only four last week. Second and 10, David Nay will sweep right. Great tackle, Ross Thompson. He made the stop right at the 35-yard line. And it'll bring up a third down and 9 with under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Quietly, Ross Thompson with 6 tackles on the evening, and big third down here for the Panthers defense to get Saginaw Valley off the field. That last possession actually put the Cardinals ahead of the Panthers in time of possession for the game, believe it or not.
Third and 9. Saginaw Valley will need the 26-yard line for a first down. Again, the Panthers are bringing the heat. LeClaire over the middle throws late. Voltaggio couldn't get to the football. Billy Akins, the veteran corner, was right there with him. They didn't get to LeClaire, but they made him throw it sooner than he wanted. And it's interesting because this is the first time this year that we have seen the defense for ODU bring 6, 7, 8 guys in pressure at times. And this time it forces a punt.
Yeah, it sure is fun to watch, isn't it? It looks like the ODU defense from the past 2 or 3 years where they're just out there running around and buzzing around and keeping players in check and putting quarterbacks under pressure and forcing mistakes and incompletions and offenses into punt situations.
Tyler Marcus will hang one into the air that Billy Akins will get away from. It'll bounce at the 5, and it went right to a Cardinal who was standing at the 1, and he's able to down it right there. If it bounces any other direction towards the end zone, the Panthers would have it at the 20, but they were very fortunate right there, and Harvey Cadell was able to down the football for Saginaw Valley in rotten field position. Now for the Panthers, who've had a tough time going forward offense here in this third quarter.
Now we're having a little bit of a flashback to last week where the Panthers are in the exact same situation on the same side of the field where Michigan Tech was able to pin a punt down here with inside the Panthers 1-yard line. Panthers were unable to get anything out of it. And here they need to learn from that and get some positive yardage.
And Justin Davis will get the first carry. A nice hole opened up the middle. He was able to lower his shoulder and work his way out to the 4-yard line. And apparently the pile a little slow in getting up. And in fact, we've got Michael Alexander, sophomore linebacker for Saginaw Valley, lost his headgear. And so he'll have to check out of the lineup. And the Cardinals will make some changes. It'll be second down and 7 now from the 4-yard line for ODU as they will line up. Davis to the left of Grant Russell. Now Aaron Stevens, H-back in motion to the right. Russell takes it, hands to Davis, sweeps to his right. Nothing there. didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. And it'll be third down and 9 now. Football back to the 2 as the game clock is at 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, this is a huge down right here. If we could get just one first down out of this last week in this exact same position, we were forced to punt it away, and Michigan Tech got great field position. It's about their own 35-yard line, and it resulted in the game-winning touchdown. So Panthers right here need to dig deep into this playbook and try to get a first down just to get a little bit of breathing room here.
Play clock is winding down. It's a 10 as ODU gets lined up. Third and 9 from the 2. And the Panthers are going to burn a timeout as the play clock was winding down, and they're going to use one here. We'll pause as well with 11 seconds to play in the third. 14-0 Ohio Dominican on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. A big loss in the GLIAC today as Ferris State falls to Ashland, 39-31. Ohio Dominican on top, 14-0 against Saginaw Valley. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
All right, thank you, Brent. That is a, we'll say it's not a shocking score if just on paper it's 39-31, but the way that Ferris State ended up blowing a 31-14 lead at home today is stunning. Third down and 9 for ODU, using a timeout there to make sure that they've got the right play call in here, as Grant Russell from the 2 will take it, rolls to his left. Looking downfield, throws and high, incomplete. Looking for Dar Stanford on the far side of the field. And with 6 seconds to go, Justin Bonchek will come out and have to punt with the heels on the back end line of the end zone. That wind that we had spoken of throughout the night has all but died now. So that will not be a factor, which is actually good for ODU, because they would have been going into the wind of the fourth quarter that now will be non-existent. But more importantly now, Aaron Stevens has got to make a good snap, and Justin Bonchek's got to get rid of the football here.
For Justin, it's his sixth punt of the night. He's averaging 40.6 on the evening, and he had a long of 55. So we're hoping to dig deep into a little bit of that, what he's already had tonight, and keep the Cardinals out of great field position. Either way, they're going to end up with the ball back in Panther territory.
Alfonso Voltaggio is standing at the ODU 40. Stevens with a good snap. Justin takes one step to his right, and he shanks it out of bounds. And Saginaw Valley is going to have the football to start the fourth quarter at around the 25 or so yard line. They'll officially say right at the 24. That'll do it for three quarters tonight at Saginaw Valley. It is Ohio Dominican 14 and Saginaw Valley nothing. Stay with us. Fourth quarter action is coming up next on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. A quick check of the GLIAC scoreboard. All games final tonight except for Ohio Dominican, who's on top of Saginaw Valley 14-0. Tiffin lost to Wayne State 35-21. Finley beat Lake Erie 58-13. Grand Valley State shut down Walsh 38-0. Ashland got the win over Ferris State 39-31. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
And the fourth quarter is about ready to get underway here, and it'll be first down and 10, Saginaw Valley at the Ohio Dominican 24-yard line. And the Panther defense will be tested here. And Jacob LeClaire, who is starting to heat things up now for the Cardinals, will be out there and take the shotgun snap, fake pump, throw right, nothing there. Voltaggio was all tied up there with Dwayne Gordon Jr. Jim Collins, the head football coach, is begging for a flag, nothing thrown. It'll be second down and 10.
Cardinals are up to 48 plays on, or that was the 49th play on offense for the game going here into the fourth quarter, and after a dismal first half, they really dominated that third quarter and was able to get their offense back on track.
Second and 10, handoff David Nay, bouncing it to the outside 15, and he stiff-arms his way by Gus Dimmerling to the 12. That'll be a gain of 13 and a first down coming up now for Saginaw Valley as they trail it 14 to nothing here in the early stages of the fourth quarter. For David Nay, that's his 12th carry. He had only 19 yards prior to that run. Picks up 12 there. First down and 10, Saginaw Valley moving left to right. It's David Nay, runs right into Nick Isaacs, who will bury him right at the line of scrimmage at the 12, making it second down and 10 for Saginaw Valley. Jacob LeClaire, 20 out of 33 passing for only 146 yards. No touchdowns and no interceptions on the night. Second down and 10 now coming up for the Cardinals. They are trying to get their record to 3-1 on the season, looking for their third straight win after dropping a game to start the season at Finley. Second and 10 out of the I formation this time. LeClaire rolls to his right, dumps it, tight ends caught it, but fell down. Heim Kreider made the play near the 7. Gain of 5, it'll be 3rd and 5 coming up for the Cardinals.
For Heim Kreider, he was one of six, one catch for 6 yards last week against Wash. He has a touchdown against the Cavaliers, primarily a blocking tight end.
And what you would think would be a four down territory here, perhaps down 2 scores. Could they get away with a field goal and then still need 2 more touchdowns? Cardinals are having a tough time getting lined up properly, and the play clock's running down, and Jim Collins has got to burn a timeout. He's going to be furious at that. Timeout, 13-17 to play, fourth quarter, a big third down coming up when we come back. It's 14-0 Panthers on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Brent Ford with you at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Northwood at Michigan, Northern Michigan, I should say. Got the loss 29-24. Northwood fell there. Michigan Tech was at Hillsdale, and Hillsdale got the win 51-24. Division I action, LSU and Auburn. Auburn on top 18-13 in the fourth quarter with a minute 43 to go, but Ohio Dominican and Saginaw Valley 14-0.
And as we return to action, throw to the end zone was almost intercepted. Will Farr had to go in and out of his hands, and then it hit Marquise Tyus right in the hands at the goal line, but he couldn't hold on. And so what was an eyelash away from being a score or a pick will now turn into a three-point try for the Cardinals and Alex Kenrick. So Kenrick will try a 26-yarder. He is a left-footed kicker and the reigning GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week. Tyler Marcus, the punter, does the holding. Good snap back. The placement is down and the kick is up, and it is good. 13:07 to play in the fourth quarter, and the Panther defense, Matt, with their backs against the wall. Remember, that possession began at the 24. They only allow 3 there. That's a pretty much best-case scenario there for the Panthers defense.
Yeah, Panthers buckled down there deep in their own zone, and unlike last week, we were able to hold to a field goal by the Saginaw Valley Cardinals. On the board for the first time tonight, the field goal by Alex Kenrick, 26 yards, That was a six-play drive for 16 yards in a minute 53. And you would wonder, though, going right before that kick, if Saginaw had more than one timeout, if they might try to go for it there, threatening like that. But they've had to burn their couple timeouts here and are only left with one and had to settle for the three. It's 14-3 in favor of the Panthers with 13:07 left in this one.
I think if they had gotten anything on that, if it had been something other than 4th and 6, if it's 4th and 2, 4th and 3, they might have elected to go for it there. Because again, I mean, they're down a touchdown, 2-pointer, and a 3-pointer. So I mean, they don't have to get 2 touchdowns, but still, I'll take giving up just a 3.
Absolutely.
There and make the Cardinals have to work a little harder. I would just be, I'd keep my head on a swivel if I was one of the up men for ODU right now. In fact, look who's out there on the field: Corey Contini. We've got another single digit. We've got Dwayne Gordon. We've got O'Shea Jackson, Ross Thompson, Tyler McCooch. Trey McIntyre's the other. I would call this the hands team.
Yep.
They're thinking
like
onside kick 2 minutes into the fourth quarter just in case, right? And back deep to receive is David Turner and Isaiah Chapman. That's great coaching right there by ODU. The kickoff is away, an end-over-end kick. Turner will field it at the 7 right between the hash marks. Up the right hash now, cuts back to the 25, and the possession for ODU will start at the 27-yard line, 1st and 10. The biggest problem in this second half is Saginaw Valley, 28 plays for 123 yards. ODU, 12 plays, 5 yards here in the second half. So the script has flipped in the second half of play. Now we got to see Grant Russell and this ODU offense try and get back into that rhythm they had in the first half.
Yeah, after racking up 247 yards in that first half, and with 13 minutes, 12:59 to be exact here in this contest, the Panthers would be in their favor to try to get a long, sustained drive here, burn some clock, and get back on track here on offense, maybe get some points out of this drive.
First and 10 from the 27-yard line, and I think we've got flags. I can guarantee you that. I thought Saginaw Valley made contact before the snap, but we'll see if they were drawn off. Our referee will say encroachment against Saginaw Valley, so that'll be 5 free ones right there for ODU. That's the 4th infraction against Saginaw Valley. Panthers have 1. That 1 was an offensive pass interference that took a touchdown off the scoreboard. 1st and 5. And Chapman lining up to the left. Davis to the right. Davis the carry. Runs left. And he just put the ball in the carpet. And Saginaw Valley's got it at the 44-yard line. It was going to be a first down carry out near the 40-yard line. But as he got submarined, somebody got a helmet on the football, jarred it free. And the first turnover of tonight's game will be against Ohio Dominican. And the Cardinals, with a little momentum, will have the football at the ODU 44-yard line.
That was Brian Jones for the Cardinals on the fumble recovery. It was right there. Unfortunately for the Panthers on the fumble, there was nothing but Cardinals around that football. It was pretty much up for grabs. First Cardinal there was Brian Jones to give Saginaw Valley decent field position here with just under 13 minutes left, trailing 14-3.
Cards 8 takeaway, plus 3 in that department on the season now. First down and 10, Jacob LeClaire out of the shotgun. We'll work it here. Standing at midfield, Panthers rush 4. LeClaire will step up in the pocket. He's got some room to run. 40, ODU 35, slides down there. Gain of 9, well, make it 8 as they mark it back near the 36. And with 12:40 to play in the fourth quarter, the Cardinals will have 2nd down and 2.
LeClaire,
not exactly a running quarterback, but made a wise decision there. 2nd down and 2. Corcoran and Johnson are to the left. Voltaggio is to the right. And David Ney is in the backfield on 2nd down. Cardinals going left to right here in this fourth quarter of play as LeClaire will hand it to Ney. Sidesteps 1 and went right into the waiting arms of Anthony Small, who drops him for a loss. 3rd and 3 now as the Panther defense and that defensive line continues to make good plays here this evening. Under 12 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. So all those offensive players, they wear those wristbands. They get the call, look down at it. LeClaire will have two receivers to either side. Boy, the Panthers have bunched all 11 at the line of scrimmage here. Third and three. And LeClaire will roll to this near side. Over the middle, he throws. Call caught by Farr and a first down. Dimmerling holding on for dear life. Finally gets some help from Cameron Cole. They bring him down at the 28 after a gain of 9. And Saginaw Valley with a first down. Boy, there was a lot of traffic where that ball was being delivered in a first down throw.
Yeah, credit LeClaire on that. Ross Thompson shot the gap and was right in his face. And he was forced to get rid of it quickly and was able to find the receiver in a third down situation and pick up the first down to get the Cardinals within the 30-yard marker.
First down and 10, Saginaw Valley. Ball on the near side hash mark. Panthers led 14-0 at half. They lead 14-3 now. They're coming from the corner. LeClaire will throw over the middle. Far wide open. Falls down at the 10-yard line with a catch. 18-yard pickup. Panthers were blitzing from the corner. It left Will Farr, the tight end, wide open. It'll be first and goal coming up for Saginaw Valley.
All the momentum on the Cardinals sideline right now. Fans can probably hear the fans in the stands, thanks to our crowd, Mike. They're really getting into it right now.
First down play, sweeping it right with Johnson. Panthers have it strung out at the 10-yard line, and a tackle right there. Cameron Cole will team up with somebody else. And was it Brian Hunter that was wrapped up there? Remember,
yep.
Ashton came from a wedding reception today and missed out on all the slow dances? Brian Hunter was engulfed in a slow dance at the 10-yard line right there. My goodness, they finally call one.
Yeah.
And this is going to back the Cardinals up by 10. That's a huge
penalty.
So now it'll be first and goal from the 20.
Yeah, they don't call holding very much here in this league, and when they do call it, you know it's blatant, and that was blatant. The three of us sitting here were both pulling our wrists down. Come on, call it this time, and the umpire finally threw the laundry down there on the field, pushing the Cardinals back to the 20-yard line.
Clock winding, 10.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Voltaggio to the right, two receivers to the left. Jeremiah Johnson is in the backfield to the right of the sophomore quarterback. Jacob LeClaire looks left, throws a slant, and almost intercepted as Dwayne Gordon Jr. looked to be the closest to the football. The intended receiver was able to just get a hand in there and prevent it from being caught. That was Mark Johnson. And so it's second and goal from the 20-yard line. Even if that ball is caught, they get like a yard.
Yeah.
14-3 Ohio Dominican. In a game that they had in complete control at halftime, has been anything less but in their control, but the defense has been stellar tonight for the Panthers.
The way this game feels right now, you'd think the Panthers are trailing 14-3 with all the momentum that the Cardinals have right now.
They're late getting to the line of scrimmage here. Five on the play clock as LeClaire gets everybody set and takes the shotgun snap. He will look to his left, throwing that way. He's got a man, and it is caught short of the goal line. What a catch by Corcoran, and what a throw by LeClaire. Dropped it right over top of McIntyre. It'll be third and goal from the two. Man, what a play.
Yeah, Trey McIntyre couldn't have played that any better. He was step for step, got a hand up, didn't go his way on that one. And the Cardinals here in the best position to actually score this evening in this game.
Jeremiah Johnson will be the running back. They'll bring the tight end, Heimkreider, in there as the fullback. Third and goal from the two now. Ball far side hash mark. LeClaire in under center. He'll roll to this near side, looking to throw to the way of Johnson, and he overthrew him. He was wide open as he had gotten separation from Gus Dimmerling. He missed him, and it'll be fourth and goal from the two. And LeClaire, the quarterback, is looking like he's in disbelief as the field goal unit drops onto the field. And now there's some confusion on the Saginaw Valley sideline, and they're going to call a timeout. 9:28 to play in the fourth quarter. Ohio Dominican 14, Saginaw Valley 3 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Saginaw Valley taking control a little bit here in the second half. Ohio Dominican catching a break there on that goal line stance, and going to be a close one, guys, here at the end.
Coming down to the fourth quarter when it didn't look like at halftime that it would. 14-3, and you're not going to call timeout, Matt, and kick the field goal, so the Cardinals will be going for it here on fourth down and two.
Already one attempt here on fourth down in this contest. Of course, they were unable to convert. For the Panthers, they've only allowed one fourth down conversion on the season on defense, so this is a big one, not only for Pride, but for the game here and trying to get out of here with a win.
Baltaggio and Johnson are right. High in the backfield as Johnson is the eye back. LeClaire under center. He's going to roll over here to the near side. Again, throws to the back of the end zone. Again, he overthrows Johnson. And the Panther defense gets a stop. And I am just absolutely puzzled at the third and fourth down play calls. Yes, Johnson might have been open. But when they've gone to that I formation, they've been successful running the football straight up the gut. And to not run the ball on third and goal from the two or fourth and goal from the two, I'm shocked. And Ohio Dominican will take over at their own two-yard line, still leading 14-3.
Especially because David Nay kind of seemed to catch his stride a little bit here in the second half. And they were right there, and it almost looked like the same exact play they ran on third down.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Called the timeout. And just LeClaire overshot the intended receiver. Just you could hear the disdain there from the crowd, too.
On first down from the two, and I think that is Chapman, and he barely was able to get back out of the end zone, out to the one. Let's put in perspective what Saginaw Valley just did. Instead of kicking the field goal to make it 14-6 and still trailing by one score, an eight-point deficit, they now have to still score twice with 9 minutes to go, and now ODU has the football. Sometimes coaches can be talked out of things by players and fans' emotions and not going with maybe the percentages.
Well, as soon as the field goal team started running out there, the crowd got a little bit unsettled, and I think the Coach Collins there might have a little bit of what they called the rabbit ears. And
second down and 10, Grant Russell play action pass all day to throw, still all day. Now he's going to scramble to his left, fake pump upfield to the 5, to the 7. Ball pops out, and it's picked up by Saginaw Valley. There's no doubt that the ground caused that fumble. Nobody blew the play dead, and Saginaw Valley is going to have the ball at the 3-yard line. That is just a horrific no call by the officiating crew.
They're not even going to discuss it.
And Saginaw Valley, with new life now, have the football at the 3-yard line.
Whether it was the ground causing the fumble or Grant's knee being down, both of those things happened.
Yep.
And I can't believe that these officials missed that.
All of a sudden, the ODU defense is back out there again. First and goal, Saginaw Valley. And David Nay is back out there in the I formation. And LeClaire gives to Nay, searching right, broke through one tackle, still searching for the goal line, but he's short. Boy, he's still going. He's got back to the 2, but it looked like he might have been stopped at the 5. It'll be a no gain. Second down and goal to go from inside. Actually, they'll give him one down to the 2-yard line. Now, you can't unchange what was just occurred. So if you're the ODU defense, you just got to get out there and give it your best.
And they certainly have given their best effort all night, and I would expect nothing less here. With under 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, that they're going to just keep trying to keep that defensive train trucking.
Second down and goal. Voltaggio lines up in the backfield. They fake it to him. David Nay was in there to take the direct snap, sweeps to his left, and walks into the end zone for a Saginaw Valley touchdown. And someone's going to have to explain to me why Saginaw Valley is going to kick this extra point.
At 14-9 right now, you would think that they would be going for two to make it a one possession game. And
now they've got the swinging gate going on here. Now they'll line up as the Panthers had it defended. 7:36 to go in the game. And they're going to try the point after. Again, the punter does the holding. Kenrick bangs it up and good. Timeout on the field. 7:36 to play in the fourth quarter. New score. It is now Ohio Dominican 14, Saginaw Valley 10 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Saginaw Valley with life here in this fourth quarter. Brent Ford, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. And again, earlier today, it was Ferris State losing to Ashland 39-31. Finley got the win over Lake Erie 58-13. It was Ryan Estrevias with five touchdowns for Finley in that win. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
All right, thank you very much. 14-10, Panthers with the advantage. We'll have to see if the decision by
looks like we lost Matt and Todd out there at Ferris or at Saginaw Valley. Right now it is 14-10 as these two teams are battling it out in the fourth quarter. And we'll try and get them back here as quickly as we can. We'll hit a break here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
On his left, two receivers near side, one to the right. First down and 10, and the Cardinals jump again. So that'll be a free five for ODU again.
Sixth penalty on the evening for Saginaw Valley.
So it'll be first and five for Ohio Dominican.
We're at averaging about four coming into this game, so they're right on pace.
So the Panthers have the ball out to the 33-yard line now. 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Grant Russell on first down and five will take the snap. Surveys, steps forward in the pocket to the 35 and slides down at the 37-yard line. He picked up three, so it'll be second down and two now coming up for the Panthers here on offense. With 3 or 4 yards at a time here, run some time off this clock, give your defense first and foremost a little bit of a break.
Right.
For as little as they were on the field in the first half, they have done nothing but live on the field here in the second. Second down and two for ODU. They've got an H-back and Stevens on the right. Chapman will line up to the right of Grant Russell. And he'll take the snap, gives it to Chapman straight through the whole first down to the 42-yard line. And that is a big first down for the Panthers. Now you can just take a deep breath, get yourself collected. Tackle was made by Brian Jones, a linebacker. And it'll be first down and 10 Panthers at the 42-yard line. Clock trickling ever so slowly. 6:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Star Stanford and Corey Contini will flip sides of the field. Stanford will be over here with Jacob Mercier. Aaron Stevens will be H-back on the left. Grant Russell on first down and 10 from the 42 takes the snap. steps in the pocket to his right for Corey Contini. He caught it. Was he inbounds? Apparently so. Holy cow, what a catch by Corey Contini at the Saginaw Valley 44-yard line. Boy, you take that play and the catch that Voltaggio made for Saginaw Valley earlier. Those are two highlight reel catches tonight, keeping the toes inbounds.
Yeah, second time Contini went up and climbed the ladder to go pick one out of the sky, and that couldn't be come at a more opportune time or a bigger time right now. With this game all on the momentum of this game all on the Cardinals' side.
Eight catches for Contini. He's closing in on another 100-yard receiving day for the sophomore out of Dover. First and 10 at the Saginaw Valley 44-yard line. Now let's see if the Panthers can run the football a little bit. Asaias Chapman runs into his own man and then tackled at the 45. He ran right into the back of guard Tyler Edwards Frick and lost all of his momentum, no gain. Second down and 10 now. The running attack for ODU is being led once again by Grant Russell, 8 rushes for 89 yards. Justin Davis, 11 for 39. Asaias Chapman, 7 for 23. Second down from the 44-yard line. Four wide receiver look this time for the Panthers. Cardinals showing blitz from the corner. Grant getting loads it to the right, and it's incomplete. Corey Contini fell down as he was trying to stop and come back for the football. Marvin White was over there on the coverage. And a third down play coming up. That incomplete pass stops the clock with 5:08 to play in the game.
After starting out so strong in the first half, Todd, on third down, right now sitting at 5 of 13, only less than 40% converting.
Third down and 10. Panthers need the 34 for a first down. Russell takes it. Six are coming at him. He steps up, throws late. Corey's got it at the 32-yard line. First down. Oh, my. What a throw by Grant Russell to step up in the pocket. And Corey Contini with a hands catch in front of White for the first down.
That ought to put Corey over 100 for the evening on his ninth catch.
My goodness, he's made two phenomenal catches on this drive. And the clock winds at 4:50, and the fans are back into those red seats below. First down and 10, Asaias Chapman out of the pistol formation will line up behind Grant Russell. First down and 10 at the 32-yard line. Grant will take it, option to the left. Nothing there, so Grant will just lower his head and run forward to the 31. Got a yard. Second down and 9 for ODU.
Todd, this drive started with 7:30 left in the fourth quarter. Right now we're looking at 4:12 and counting. So exactly what the Panthers needed to do is to keep this clock running. We're at 20 seconds on the play clock, so they have a little bit of time to play with here, even on this, as we get under 4 minutes in this game.
Jacob Mercier, Corey Contini right. Dar Stanford left, E.J. Colson back into the backfield now for ODU. Will line up to the left of quarterback Grant Russell. Second and 9 from the Saginaw Valley 31-yard line. They set up a screen over here to Colson. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Rumbles his way into the end zone for the touchdown. E.J. Colson, 31 yards for ODU.
And we can thank our guest from Inside Panthers Radio from Thursday night, Zach Williams, with the huge block downfield to break that wide open for Dar Stanford to get this one just about out of range for the Cardinals.
3:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. And for an offense that had zero first downs in the second half, they marched down the field, get a huge touchdown. Justin Boncheck for the point after. It is up. It is good. And ODU's lead is now 21-10. And E.J. Colson with his first career receiving touchdown. Stanford, Davis, and Colson with your scores tonight for the Panthers, and the lead is pushed back out to 11 with 3:38 to go.
31-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell to Colson. Eight plays, 72 yards, took almost 4 minutes off the clock, and I think that was the key there. exactly what the Panthers wanted to do as an offense. After not being able to get anything going here in the second half, got the ball back with 7.5 minutes left with only a 4-point lead, and burned a lot of clock off. 3:38 remaining in this one. As the Panthers prepare to kick it off back to the Cardinals.
Boy, go back to the third down play, setting up that touchdown with Grant hanging in the pocket and Corey making the catch over the middle. You know that he was probably still stinging from that drop last week against Michigan Tech that might have given the Panthers an opportunity to win last week's game. He had one slip through his fingertips in the first quarter tonight, but he made two great catches on that drive. The out-of-bounds catch on the far side where he kept the toes in, and the possession play on third down over the middle. Not an easy catch. And the Panthers back in front 21-10.
Certainly the difference maker tonight for the Panthers on offense. 9 catches for 100 yards, averaging just a shade over 11 per catch. And was definitely the reason why the Panthers were able to get in the end zone on that drive.
And David Nay will take this kick from just outside the 5-yard line. 20, hit by Shaq Perry at the 21-yard line. So Shaquille Perry out there, he is a true freshman from Canton McKinley High School and on special teams down there making a tackle. Well, let's see. The Cardinals now going to have to be in a hurry. They got one timeout left, but they trail again now by 11 points. And you know that that Panther front four, knowing that they're probably not going to see too many running plays here, they're going to be going after the quarterback.
Big time.
Let's see if ODU's defense can come up with a turnover here and put this one away. Jacob LeClaire, 24 of 41 for 195 yards on the night. First and 10 Cardinals from their own 21-yard line to our left. LeClaire steps up, throws over the middle, far the catch, and falls down at the 33-yard line. So that'll be a pickup of 11. It will stop the clock momentarily, and it'll be a first down for Saginaw Valley. And right back to the line goes Saginaw Valley. For LeClaire, and we'll wait till after this pass play that's to the left, caught by Mark Johnson. Gordon's got a hold of him. Now Johnson spins back to the middle of the field and finally will be tackled at the 42. He ran a mile there and got 9. It'll be second down and 1. Back to LeClaire. That is a career high in pass attempts. He only had 69 attempts in 2.5 games coming in, and he's got 43 pass attempts tonight. It's the Panthers make you do that, because remember Reese Jervis a couple of weeks ago set a career high in pass attempts with over 50. Second down and 1, Boltangio makes the catch, tackled immediately by McIntyre at the 47-yard line. Gain of 5, first down, stopping the clock with 2:45 to play in the fourth quarter, and ODU leading by 11.
At the Cardinal, first down.
Doesn't seem like they have too much of a sense of urgency here on offense for the Cardinals. You're down by 2 scores, and they're just standing around there looking at their wristbands.
From the 48-yard line, first down and 10, Saginaw Valley. David Nay, the running back, is in there as LeClaire will take it. He will look down the middle of the field again, and Farr didn't quite get out of his break and turn up field in time, and the pass was incomplete. Linebacker Ross Thompson was there with the coverage, and it'll bring up a second down and 10. Clock stopped at 2:22 to play here in our fourth quarter. So second down coming up. Stay with us. After the game, we'll have comments from head coach Kelly Cummings, a couple of our Panther players as well. We'll come your way after the game tonight. Here is LeClaire on second down and 10 for Saginaw Valley. Takes a low snap. Nick Isaacs plants him. Ball thrown in. Caught. First down. Mark Johnson at the 40-yard line. Nick Isaacs got off of his man and just lowered his shoulder right into LeClaire, who pops up and could throw. First down.
Dangerous throw. Trey McIntyre was right there. You know, he was in position to get an interception to ice this one, and got a little lucky there for the Cardinals offense.
First down and 10 from the ODU 41-yard line. LeClaire this time with more time. Throws right. Caught by one of the Panthers. It's Trey McIntyre. Interception for Trey McIntyre is number 3 on the season. He was tied for first in the GLIAC heading into the weekend. And that should do it. 1:57 to play in the fourth quarter, and it's 21-10 ODU, and this defense, which was great all night long, will seal the deal with a takeaway.
Trey McIntyre could smell that blood in the water on the previous play, and was able to come in on the other side of the field on that last play and get the turnover for the Panthers. And it should just take a couple of plays here, a couple of running plays to keep that clock rolling. We're going to head back home to the capital city.
Matthias Chapman will line up to the right of Grant Russell. Tight formation here for the Panthers on first down from their own 28-yard line. And for the third time, Saginaw Valley comes across the line. Now, maybe the linesman's going to come in and say that Panther center Andrew Lorenz flinched and moved that football, because that's what the man over the football who jumped for the third straight time was saying, and it looks like it will go against ODU this time, and Andrew Lorenz has his arms stretched out. Kyle Campfield, the man over the ball, he immediately indicated, now wait a minute, guys. He did something to make me jump.
Yeah.
Either way, it'll back him up 5. That part's not that big right now. Panthers may have to get a first down here to run this clock out. Saginaw Valley with one timeout left. Russell takes the snap, hands it off to Asaias Chapman up into the hole, and he'll make his way to the 26, where Saginaw Valley will use its last timeout. And it'll be second down at about 13 yards to go. Panthers overcoming a blown call by the officials that gave the Cardinals the touchdown to cut it to 14-10. And when they needed it most, the offense coming up big. Grant Russell, we've talked about it a couple of times. You talked about it with Zach Williams in our show Thursday night about how that line is giving Grant time to throw, and he's utilizing the time to throw instead of getting the happy feet that he had as a sophomore and just taking off downfield.
Yeah, and that play could have been disastrous when you consider the momentum swing here in the second half, where the Panthers were unable to get anything going on offense, and it was all here with the home crowd and the red and white with the Cardinals, and boy, we were both sitting here with our hands in our heads saying, how could they not see that? We could see it from up here in the booth 50 yards away that his knee was down and the ground caused the fumble, but when you talk about character building and games that build character, this is one of those, because the Panthers were able to bounce back and come back and score and pretty much ice this one.
And something's not right for ODU, so they're going to burn a timeout here. Zach Bruni on the far side of the field asked for and got a timeout. That touchdown pass that Grant had on the last possession for ODU, the 25th of his career. He is over 3,500 yards passing for his career, and right now sits pretty much in third in all of the major passing categories, behind Chris Reichert 1, Mark Miller 2, and Grant will have an opportunity to try and catch Mark Miller if he stays healthy with a seven more games to go this season, and then all of next year as well. And we're watching him mature and grow up and make plays. He's got 3 interceptions on the season, and the last one he had 2 up at Ferris. And he threw the one against Finley in the middle of that second quarter. They kind of turned that game around a little bit, but he has really not been close to a pick since. Second and 12, Panthers, 1:53 to play. They will win another, what you would consider a lower scoring game. It is Asaias Chapman sweeping right, 25 to the 30, out 31-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5. And it'll be a third down and 7 coming up. So the Panthers will snap this football shy of a minute. And then that would mean that they would run the play. The game clock would probably get down to around 15 or so seconds, and then probably have to punt it if they don't get a first down. So They can't run it completely out, but they lead by two scores here. So, barring a major disaster, the Panthers are going to get out of here and head back home with a win. Play clock at 10. They're just getting near the line of scrimmage. Chapman will line up to the left of Russell. A first down here would steal it, but they need 7 yards. Russell will take. Chapman straight up the middle, cuts to his right, 35, 40, first down, ball game over. He gets to the 41-yard line, needed 7, got 10. And Ohio Dominican's going to go on the road and win for the second time this year. Away from home, they'll improve to 2-2 on the season. And now all they've got to do is take a knee one more time, and that will do it. They'll line up in the victory formation. And Ohio Dominican is going to come out on top here tonight. A game in which they controlled the entire first half, but was certainly a little bit dicey here in the fourth quarter. They will go on to win. Grant Russell takes the snap. He turns around and has a hug for Corey Contini as the time is about to expire. Panthers will win tonight by a final score of 21-10. Stay with us. Coming up here in our postgame, comments from head coach Kelly Cummings. We'll grab a couple of players as well. Our postgame begins with Brent Ford back in the studios.
All right. Thank you, Todd. And we will hear from head coach Kelly Cummings and those players here in just a moment as the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show gets underway right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like street tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now, it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings, at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000. Or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820, Columbus.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios, and Ohio Dominican comes away with the win tonight, 21-10 at Saginaw Valley. And so let's head out to the stadium with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Good win tonight for Ohio Dominican on the road as the players are just wrapping up a meeting with Coach Kelly Cummings. We'll be hearing from him here in just a moment as Ohio Dominican wins 21-10. All of our final stats are coming up here momentarily as well. Matt has grabbed Coach Kelly Cummings, and let's head down to the field with those two gents, guys.
Coach, congratulations on the win. It got a little tense there in the second half, but the resiliency of the defense and then the huge play on offense down there, you were able to run some clock off there at the end and get a touchdown and steal it What was it like down here on the sidelines during that whole progression?
Just what you said. Intense, a little intense. Yeah, that would have been the word. I think maybe that would have been the word I used. But yeah, it was tight, and you know, in a game like that, you never know what's going to happen. And it was great to see EJ step up and make that play at the end of it. And defensively, they've stepped up and made plays, you know, at this point in the season, and I'm very happy with them. You know, offensively, we've got to keep working. You know, we got it, you know, shoved up our nose a couple of series there in the third quarter and beginning of the fourth, and they found a way. And that's what the good ones do. They find ways to make stuff happen, and EJ certainly did that at the end of that game there.
Thursday night during the Inside Panthers Weekly podcast, you discussed learning about the identity of this football team. Where did we get tonight with this win?
My first thought is like, you know, we're a punching bag, we're a punch in the nose. But no, I think they fought hard defensively. I mean, it's, you know, you notice tonight I took the ball offensively, and I want to take the ball and I want to get down the field and score quick, and you know, some of those things didn't happen, and so, you know, I mean, I think our identity, I mean, it's you know, it still revolves around us here defensively. I mean, we've done a bunch of great stuff offensively. You know, we're not consistent right now. And I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, I still believe it's going to happen. It's just, again, it's tough to execute with some young guys at those spots, but, you know, they'll come around and, you know, they keep working hard. I always believe, and if you work, you'll get what you deserve. And certainly they're doing that. So.
Well, thanks, Coach. Congratulations on the win, and enjoy the trip home.
Thank you.
All right, Head Coach Kelly Cummings after the Panthers' 21-10 victory tonight over the Saginaw Valley Cardinals. Ross Thompson tonight defensively for ODU. He had 7 tackles. He was second on the team in that department. He also had 2 tackles for loss tonight, and the Panthers had a bunch of those. The tackles for loss were big, especially in the first half when they held Saginaw Valley to 58 yards of total offense, and Ross is standing by with Matt Natale.
Ross, congratulations on the win tonight. Third night game in this young season on the road, and you guys come away with the win. Huge night on defense for not only yourself, but the team as a whole. I think the best performance all season. What was it like for you out there running around and making plays?
It was great. The energy was great. You know, even with an away game, the energy was still great, you know, with us, with our crowd and stuff. And, you know, the biggest thing was, like you said, defense played well. But even when the offense didn't play well, we each helped each other up. And, you know, we each helped each other finish this game out with a W.
A little bit of a tense moments there in the second half, but you guys were able to maintain your poise. What was it like over there in the defensive huddles? I know you guys didn't want this one to slip away.
It was calm. I mean, we were focused. We were focused on our strategy, on our jobs. We were confident enough that EJ was going to score our last touchdown. We knew he was going to score. And we knew we were going to score points, and we just had to get stops.
Thanks a lot, Ross. Enjoy the trip home, and enjoy this win.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Panthers win here tonight by a score of 21-10, and that defense, again, was spectacular. Boy, they had their backs against the wall in a couple of times tonight and made plays. Corey Contini tonight matched a career high with 9 receptions. He finished with 100 yards. He had a long of 22, and he maybe made one of the best catches or biggest catches on a third down play. Standing by now with Matt.
Corey, you had that huge play down here at the end of the game to convert on third down. Take us through that play, and really, that was the game changer, and what was it like right there?
Well, we needed to respond on that drive. You know, we were, you know, put our defense in some bad situations, so we needed to get a score to, you know, widen our lead and get good control of the game. So on that play, we just ran a pass, you know, concept that we run all the time in practice, and I got man coverage on me, just had to execute. Actually didn't run the best route that I could have, but like Coach Bernie tells us on the sideline, when you get one-on-one, you just win no matter what, and I was fortunate enough to catch that pass to Grant, you know, put it in a great area for me. So I'm just very fortunate that we got the win.
You were targeted early. There was a streak pattern down here on the near side. It was a little bit out of your grip. I think Grant maybe tried to put a little extra arm on it because he was throwing into the wind. But then you got one catch, two catch, three, and then you started to get into a rhythm. What was it like when you got into that rhythm to feel like you couldn't drop anything?
Yeah, I mean, we just really gelled offensively, especially me and Grant and the other receivers, especially in that first half there. You know, we only had 14 points to show for it, but we were moving the ball down the field, doing a lot of good things. And then, you you know, we stopped on the 3-yard line right before halftime. But, you know, offensively, first half, we did a really good job. In the second half, not too well. We can't do that bad on first down. We got to get positive yardage. And going forward, we have to work on those things if we're going to play at a high level.
Well, thanks very much, Corey. It was a tremendous game. Enjoy the ride home and enjoy this win.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, Corey, continue with a big night. We'll have all the numbers for you here in a moment. Want to get one more comment from my partner. Great defense tonight. Offense looked sharp in the first half. They were struggling in the second half. It's got to be 110% perfect next Saturday when Big Bad Grand Valley comes to town.
It does, but I think this one gives us some momentum going back home and coming on the road again. We've been hammering it home all night. The third road night game out of four games this season does build some of that character. And being able to face some adversity in the second half like we did tonight and still come away with the win and not only just eke by and back into that win, but put an exclamation point on it like we did with the last touchdown, I think will go a long way. And this team, I think, is getting more and more confidence as the weeks go by.
All right, partner, good job. We'll see you up here.
Sounds good.
Panthers win tonight 21-10. Let's just gloss over some of the total numbers here tonight. Panthers ended up in the total offense, 71 plays for 350 yards. Saginaw Valley had 69 plays for 274 yards of total offense. The individual numbers for ODU, Grant Russell was 18 of 33 passing for 239 yards, no interceptions, and one touchdown. From the receiving end of things, Corey Contini, 9 catches for 100 yards. E.J. Colson, 4 catches for 64 yards and a touchdown. Dar Stanford had 4 catches for 53 yards for the Panthers. From the rushing aspect tonight, it ended up being, I feel like these aren't right, but I guess they are. Sayus Chapman had 10 carries for 40. Justin Davis had 11 for 39. E.J. Colson at 4 for 23. They have Grant Russell for no yards rushing tonight, and I know that that number is incorrect. So we'll have to figure out how that went awry here this evening. Defensively, again, we talked about Ross Thompson with the leader in tackles as well with Billy Akins. He had 8. Gus Dimmerling had 8 this evening. Ross Thompson had the 7. Thompson had 2 tackles for loss. Demetrius Farmer had 2 tackles for loss. Dwayne Gordon Jr. and Trey McIntyre also had tackles for loss. Anthony Small had a pair. Nick Isaacs had 1. Cameron Moore had 1 on the night. Farmer had a sack, and Trey McIntyre had the interception tonight for the Panthers. So ODU wins by a final score of 21-10. That'll wrap things up for us here. We'll remind you that we'll be back at it again next Saturday, 11:30, with our pregame, 12 o'clock homecoming at Ohio Dominican as the Panthers will welcome Grand Valley State. They are unbeaten and ranked in the top 5, and we'll see them next Saturday. We also invite you to go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com. Very shortly, the game recap, all the stats, videos, and highlights will be available for you, OhioDominicanPanthers.com. Brent Ford will wrap things up from the studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio here in just a moment. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. We say so long tonight from Saginaw Valley, where it's a great day to be a Panther.